Thursday mornings are checking with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What's on the arts roster here for this weekend?
It's just going to bend your mind this weekend. We've got three events this weekend that I am going to recommend for you that are just going to take you to new mental places, I think. So first off, Safe as Houses. This weekend only, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at New Century Theater in Minneapolis. Safe as Houses is being billed as like a postmodern opera, and it's looking at what does safety look like when everything is in a rapid state of flux and the truths that used to be self-evident are blurred by information or sort of fogged by nostalgia. Think of the expression safe as houses. You know, so, oh yeah, safe as houses. Well, after the bubble of the housing market, after, you know, people have lost their houses, what does that expression really mean anymore? Can we really say something like safe as houses?
And we're not feeling so secure.
What is security? Exactly. What is certainty?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So here's what's going to happen. There is, it's about, they say safe as houses is about life in the post-bubble age. It combines music, installation, modern dance, there are projections, and it takes place, the audience is on the inside of a life-size dollhouse made out of cardboard.
Interesting.
Where masked dancers are the dolls, and it's exploring the idea of place and home, and then they have, you know, they've got this music group Paris 1919, that's a local group of musicians on bass, cello, organ, guitar, drums. And then they have a local vocal guest stars, including Maida, Christian Erickson, and others. And then they've got Deborah Jensen-Thayer's dance company performing. Huge, immersive, experiential kind of thing. When you got dance, you've got the music, you've got video installations, you are in a structure.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn interesting.
Sounds interesting and eerie.
Eerie,
yeah.
Absolutely. I think you should be prepared to be eerie'd, eerified.
To eerified.
I would feel uncomfortable in a cardboard dollhouse replica.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
Jenny Winterbauer, who you know from Wits as well, is going to be one of the featured vocalists.
Absolutely.
On that.
So anyway, looks interesting. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday at New Century Theater. Then Franconia Sculpture Park. Known for its huge installation sculpture pieces, sculptors get to work in just big sizes. So it's, you know, it's a park where it's just interrupted by these massive, amazing structures that just play with ideas and are beautiful and abstract and amazing. They are going to be the setting for Shakespeare's The Tempest this weekend. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday as well. And they're calling it The Tempest on Franconia Island. So it's going to be performed throughout the park. Audiences will be walking about a half mile to follow the play from scene to scene at these different sculptural structures.
Cool.
So please dress for the weather. Waterproof shoes, boots, and or umbrellas are a good idea this weekend. How perfect, because, you know, The Tempest, storm.
Hello, storms.
Yeah, storms, shipwreck, you know, marooning. Yeah. And so all this, you know, bringing it to life in this setting that has these crazy structures on it, and you'll be wandering from place to place. That sounds really cool to me. So that's this weekend at Franconia Sculpture Park, or should I say Franconia Island.
Yes.
This weekend, Shakespeare's The Tempest. So tune in for that. Then, finally, in sort of a mysterious note, this is a space in St. Paul called the Bindery Projects. It's located in St. Paul, and you'll have links to all the information. But they are new, relatively new place, and they are presenting an exhibit of Patrick Killoran's show, Schattenhändler, which is Shadow Handler. And this artist, Patrick Killoran, for the past 7 years has been purchasing people's shadows.
How does that work exactly?
He goes up, he actually talks to the person, he debates with somebody, and they sign a contract, they settle on a price, and prices for the sale are based, you know, on negotiations. And they sign a contract transferring ownership of the shadow to the artist. And then Killoran photographs the seller's shadow and then designs a rubber portfolio to file the contract. The portfolio incorporates the image of the shadow, reproducing it in silhouette at its original length.
Uh-huh. Isn't this something that this Lucifer does, basically?
Yes, like buys selling your shadow. Soul.
Yes. Yeah. This was inspired by when Killoran came across the reproduction of an 1824 etching depicting a devil folding up a man's shadow.
There you go.
So here's Killoran wandering around, getting people to sell their shadows and collecting them. And so he's like taking this idea of a Faustian bargain with the legacy of the conceptual art contract, and he sort of assigned himself the role of a merchant of shadows.
I wonder how successful he is. I can just imagine. Well, I wonder what the sales pitch is, first of all. Can I buy your shadow?
Yeah.
I mean, would you agree to that?
I wonder what's the most he's ever paid for someone's shadow.
Exactly.
That's a good question.
And what and has
how often does he turn down?
Yeah.
I think most people would be really creeped out by that, even if they realized that it was some sort of conceptual art piece. You know, you don't really want to sell your shadow, right?
Yeah.
You would think, wait a minute.
While he was an artist in residence at George Washington University, he had this sign up that says, "Need money? Sell your shadow."
Wow.
Well, you know, people do other crazy things like their blood platelets and stuff like that.
Why?
So
why not your
why
shadow?
Not sell your shadow? So there is an artist talk on Saturday. There's a reception from 7 to 9, and then the show's going to be up through November 1st. I'm going to go and check it out and write more about it because I just find that whole concept fascinating.
Would you sell your shadow?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, you have to think about it, don't you? Steve, would you do it?
No, I'm too creeped out by that.
Yeah,
I think, as non-superstitious as I am.
If you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'd sell it in winter on a dark day.
Yeah, maybe. Try to find my shadow.
There's something kind of eerie and creepy and sort of evil about it.
Exactly. It's like it belongs to you, but it doesn't belong to you.
Well, check out the links to all these events that we'll be posting up shortly online at thecurrent.org. It's the Weekend Arts Roundup with Marianne Combs, who writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
Always nice to see you.
Yep.